This is airchecks.com.
1964.
From the Big Double Isle up in climber list, they're the Hollies, and here I go again.
We're first in the Merrimack Valley, where all of the people agree.
Yes, we do.
We're Radio 1, and we have more fun than all of the others combined. With the new sound of music on WLL.
On Radio Wonderful, and it's a good morning to you from the Bay of the Morning, Jim Stevens, on this kind of a cloudy and cool Saturday morning, the start of a weekend spectacular. We suggest you take Big Double R with you wherever you go, though, over the weekend to make it a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Weather-wise, weatherman is calling for a mostly cloudy and cool day today. However, he says there'll be some breaks in the clouds this afternoon with a high temperature in the 70s, considerable cloudiness and cool tonight, low near 60, gradual clearing, and a bit warmer tomorrow. Presently, it's up to 54 degrees. Remember to take us with you wherever you go for. At home, in your pocket, or in your car. Big Double L listening is best by fire.
WLLA.
Big Double L, good music time. 17 after the hour is 6 a.m. in the morning. Let's swing with Sinatra. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles right back at you. Let's smile. 17 after 6, Frank.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing.
I'm Joe Raybal, WLLH's Lawrence News Director. You know, many times you hear claims and plaudits by different news media of the job they're doing. These, however, are the facts in the Merrimack Valley. WLLH has the largest and most experienced radio news staff around, headed up by Jim Roddy and myself. The Big Double L is the only news media in the area that provides its public with full local, regional, and world news 29 times in the 24-hour day. Merrimack Valley residents can depend on the Big Double L for all the news, morning, noon, and night.
Now, got a new tower and more power. Your total information servant, WLLH.
Great moments can be yours in the new Action RV. If you think you're good enough, you get a vaccine. Then the proud new future can be yours. New
Big Double L temperature right now, it's 55 degrees, good music time, 23 and a half after the hour, 6 a.m. Let's swing up to Big Double L Pulse Beat News Time. Your Bay of the Morning, Jim Stevens, keeping you company with the good music, latest in news and sports, weather, temperature, time checks, all the Big Double L features on a Saturday morning. A bit on the drizzly side and on the cool side, too, with the temperature 54 degrees. However, here's the good news from the weatherman. Some breaks today in the clouds, and the highs will be in the 70s. And the weatherman says for tomorrow, gradual clearing and a bit warmer tomorrow. There's the good news for the weekend. And to keep completely entertained and informed, you take Big Double Dog with you over the weekend, wherever you go, to make it a wonderful weekend, a weekend spectacular. Follow with the news at 6:30, right back with more good music, and Dusty Springfield will be here to swing out with Wishing and Hoping. And we're hoping that you're enjoying the good music here. It's Saturday morning, July the 25th.
News that's
Live at 25, here's the latest Double L Pulse Beat News.
Jim Stevens reporting the 6:25 a.m. edition of Big Double L Pulse Beat News. The big story of the hour, the office of New York Governor Rockefeller has authorized 200 state troopers to act in Rochester, New York, scene of a race riot which broke out last night. That's the big story of the hour. I'll be back in a moment with the details to this and other news stories.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice.
This is how it starts. The American Constitution, a heritage of strength. The 5 million members of the Boy Scouts of America have joined in a special program to help keep this heritage strong. Back Scouting.
This Constitution for the United States of America.
And now the news. The office of New York Governor Rockefeller has authorized 200 state troopers to act in Rochester, scene of a race riot which broke out last night. The move was made at the request of Rochester city officials, who have declared a state of emergency. More than 1,000 rioters were involved in the riot, which sprawled over a 50-block area of Rochester. More than 60 persons were reported injured. The rioters overturned at least 6 police cars and the personnel car of police chief William Lombard. Lombard's car was burned. Looting also was reported in the Negro neighborhood where the rioting took place. One fire was reported. The riot broke out after police tried to arrest a Negro man at a dance. A force of 500 police force rushed in to try to stop the rioting at its peak. The best the police could do was to set up a perimeter defense to keep the rioting from spreading. Police used nightsticks to fight back at the rioters, but little or no shooting was reported. Closer to home, police in Boston staged raids on 2 Beacon Hill apartment houses early today looking for one of the FBI's 10 most wanted criminals. About 30 police armed with shotguns and wearing bulletproof vests combed the 2 four-story buildings for 36-year-old hoodlum Charles M. McLaughlin of Boston's Charlestown section. They say McLaughlin is being sought for questioning in connection with a gangland slaying of 2 Rhode Island men whose bodies were found earlier this week in the trunk of a car parked outside a Quincy Motel. The police searched the 2 apartment buildings thoroughly, cellar to rooftop, but reportedly found no trace of the fugitive. In other news at this hour, the Harlem Defense Council of New York City plans a march in the Harlem Police Precinct today, despite a ban on the demonstration by the city's police commissioner. Police Commissioner Michael Murphy announced the ban yesterday and said the group advocates violence and disorder. Overseas, Britain's mailmen are back on the job with new wage increases today. The 120,000-strong post force is tackling a 40-million letter logjam resulting from weeks of strikes and slowdowns. The postmen secured a more than $2 a week increase in a round of tough bargaining while threatening a strike. So goes the news. I'll have the weather trend in a moment.
Sure, it's a free country, because a long time ago, some very brave men decided that's the way they wanted it. This year, the Boy Scouts have a special program going to strengthen this heritage of freedom. Help Scouting tackle this job.
Big Double L weather trend for Lawrence Lowe to the Merrimack Valley. Weatherman says mostly cloudy and cool today, but with some breaks in the clouds. The highs in the 70s, considerable cloudiness and cool tonight. Low near 60, gradual clearing, a bit warmer tomorrow. The present Big Double L temperature right now is 55 degrees. Jim Stevens reporting on behalf of the Boy Scouts of America. Next scheduled news at 6:55, the early morning local Pulse Beat News Edition, with Jim Roddy and Paul Sullivan reporting. 1400 on your AM dial, 99.5 FM. WLLH, Lowden Lawrence, the Merrimack Valley's most listened to radio station. Next news on WLLH, as it happens.
When big news breaks, big WLLH.
This is airchecks.com.